My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, we're filling up the Hoffman Show Fantasy League at 301-230-0980. At Cobra Commander said, Hoffman's tightened up the rules for the league this year. Yeah, a little bit, Anthony. Although it's really not different. It's just people are trying different approaches. The only thing I said in terms of instructions was, I don't want your fantasy resume, because we get a lot of that. And that seems to then put people down a lane of just ultimate flattery. Which, again, should make for great promo material, but is not necessarily going to get you into the league. I did get a tweet from Dirty Reds who said, I've always enjoyed your insight. Sorry I can't call. I'm a father of twin 2-year-old girls who get 99% of my attention. Please consider me for your league. You can't call because you're being a good dad? That puts you on the list. Like, that's someone who gets the show. That's someone who gets my priorities. Go be a good dad. Have one earphone in on the Odyssey app. Make sure you can hear your screaming children out of the other. This is the kind of thing that will get you on the show, or get you in the league. 301-230-0980. Let's see who's been on hold the longest. Let's go to Rob and PG. Rob, why should you be in the Hoffman Show Fantasy League?
First of all, nice to hear you guys again. This is my second time. Last year, I think I came off a little too cocky. I was on the Dulles Toll Road, pulled over. But I said, I'm not going to let that stop me. I said, I'm going to listen faithfully. And I did a full wind sprint to the parking lot just now so I could get some privacy to try to get back on with you fellas.
All right, let's go. Let's see what you got. Robin, year 2. Let's hear it.
Yes, sir. So, Robin, year 2, man. Not just an avid listener watching it, but I've just like you, when you were on the beat, you did the extra things to get that information we needed so we could be satisfied as fans. I am going to do that extra work to bring that extra to the league to make sure that you guys have the best time and the best experience. So I'm going to have fun. I'm pumped up, and I hope that on the second attempt that I'm able to get it this time.
Rob, I don't know what that means, though. Like, it's a fantasy football league. Everyone's going to have to do their own work. Everyone's going to have to, like, I admire your effort. And you know the Hoffman Show loves a wind sprint. But I don't.
It's 105 out, man. Come
that
on.
Is, I mean, that is a good point. You know, all right, here's what I'm going to say. Rob, you're tentatively on the list. I'm going to put you on hold, let you talk to Anthony. It doesn't mean you're in the league, but you've made it. You've made it past the first gate, if you will. All right, so Rob's...
Hey, that's Rob, better than Cole Turner. I'm glad.
Rob is temporarily on the list. Is it Teon? Sorry, I don't have a phonetic here. Teon, first of all, how do you say Teon. Your name correctly? Teon?
Teon, yep.
Teon, all right, Teon. Why should you be in the league?
All right, my time is shy. The reason I should be in the league is because I am what they call a talking head killer. Meaning I will call your show and get on your nerves with some of the dumbest hot takes that some of us regular sports fans have. So wouldn't you love to have me in your league so you can whoop up on me just to shut up fans like me that always calling in saying something ridiculous? Give me that shot.
Teon,
if you can do it.
I admire the pitch. That is kind of creative. I kind of want to put you on the list, even though you're the kind of person that makes me hate myself. You're the kind of person that calls in and makes me want to quit this job because I can't believe someone actually thinks of. And if you're doing that on purpose to troll me, then I should, like, no, I don't want to deal with you more often. This seems like the opposite of a good pitch, Teon. It's so terrible that you're on the list. All right, Anthony, get Teon's information. No one else can play that card, and please don't be that person. But it's so bad that I admire it. And honestly, Anthony, one of our show mantras, Anthony's busy answering the phone. Look at this man work over there. One of our show mantras, I stole this from Levitard, but when we're good, we're good. And when we're bad, we're really good. And Teon just kind of took that. Let's go to Big Slam. Big Slam, why do you belong in the league?
Good afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it. You know what, Hoff? I'm just feeling lucky today. I'm just going to call and see if I can get in just to be that person to win this whole darn thing.
No. No, Slam, you're not. But I admire the attempt. It was a good try. It was a good try. Let's go to Billy in Miami. Billy, you're calling from not the DMV. That's a good first step. That's a level of dedication. All right, why should you be in the Fantasy League?
Yeah, great timing, Craig. First of all, I'll start with a compliment. You own the airwaves, which we all know, and you're the only show I've ever called, and I've called many, many times, as you know. But I'm going to give you a compliment now that you've never had, and that was you were right and I was wrong, which is why I haven't called for so long. I didn't want to get my third strike. You may remember I was not excited about DQ, and now I think he's the best coach we could have had in the whole league for our team. The second strike was I was more of a Drake guy leading into the draft, and now Jaden has completely won me over, even though I'm happy to see Drake is going to be successful. So I'm loving Jaden so much, and he is so Washington. So those are the first things. Next of all, it's because of you that I got seasons, club tickets, seasons. We know this. We spoke about it earlier in the year.
Yes, we did.
And so that's a very good reason right there. And finally, I was in Paris for the Olympics, and I was there for Leon Marchand's biggest race, and he was the most decorated athlete in the Olympics because I used to be on the U.S. team, okay? And I wanted to have a beer with you, and I had no idea you were there, so I blame you on that. We could have had a beer in France. Those are my reasons.
Un bière en France. Hold on. Billy, did you just bury the lead? You're an Olympic swimmer?
No. I was a national swimmer. I didn't make the Olympics.
Okay, but still, that's pretty darn good. Billy, I think you have not only, an open-mindedness, a willingness to take on new information, some discipline in calling the show, was a national swimmer. Billy, I think you have vaulted yourself to the top of the list, and thus, as we sit here with 4 minutes until 5 o'clock, which means we need to stop taking calls because Trey Wingo's coming on. Billy, you're in the league.
Oh my gosh, I'm a winner.
Billy, you're in the league. All right, Billy, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Anthony's going to get your information so that we can send you an email with the league invite. If you are on hold now, we do not have time to take any more calls now, but we are opening the phone lines again at 5:30. 5:30, your next three spots. Do we go just two? Because we have our emailer who took one of the nine remaining non-celebrity, if you will, spots. God, celebrity is a loose term. So we'll suss all that out by 5:30. Next, though, Trey Wingo.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.